All right, BOE July 14th, coming out of recess at 1:03 p.m. And before we get started, I'd like to remind everybody of the great words of the great Winston Churchill, who said that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others. So let's keep that in mind today. Are we?
Wesley, where are we?
Are we 233? No. Bud, we have a couple in persons, and I think we're going to take, since you guys are here, we're going to jump up to 239. Are you Eden Enterprises?
Yes.
Great Adventure Properties?
Not Great Adventure.
237. All right. And do you go by Bob or Robert?
I go by Robert.
Robert. All right. Valerie and Robert, we're going to have you come up and share with us what you got. BOE number 237.
Well, thank you for your time tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you get your coffee in parka?
No,
parka.
His coffee, my parka.
Oh, your parka.
It was freezing in here. Yeah. So when you say 237, are you referring collectively?
No, each one of your properties is given a BOE number.
Gotcha. You have multiple different properties on here, and I'm looking up your file.
Okay.
So see, he's got it written down on these.
Okay. I brought a copy of everything that I received, both the real estate value change notice, and then I also brought the Board of Equalization letters.
Yeah, BOE number should be on that. Right?
So the 237, would that be our last three numbers, or
237 is the first on our list, but you've got
1237 State Highway. Well, no, that's 924 Jones Road.
That's the first.
Okay,
is the first one. We got Jones Road, Walnut Drive.
Right.
We got a bunch.
And you're Redbud too, correct?
We are.
120 Lakewood, 162 Lakewood.
Freud Drive.
Friend. Yeah, friend, that's pronounced friend. It's tricky.
Yeah, we did also fax in and then also emailed in.
A lot. We don't. We,
pardon?
Very good.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
And these are separate properties, correct?
These are all individual single family homes. They are not condos. They are not apartments. They are freestanding structures in residential neighborhoods.
Okay.
237. I mean, I'm not going to take the whole block out here. We're probably, there's one that you can kind of.
Yeah. What we're going to go through right now is pertaining to all of them.
Okay.
So we're not questioning the values or the dollar volume. So it probably will be easier so we can kind of take a blanket to all of them.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So do you want us to start, or how do we do this?
So you're having an argument on classification is where your contention is.
That's correct.
So this has to do with the mass shift this year of changing the classification, certain classifications to commercial, correct?
That's correct. So in the letter that Val sent this morning, there were really boiled down to two issues that we've got questioned around for the county assessor, and that is, number one, are the properties currently that are currently classified as residential and transitioning to commercial? We're trying to understand the genesis of moving from one to the other, and also the increases jumped. So, for example, if you look at the 15 properties that are in question, our taxes, the lowest increase was 31%. The highest increase was 54%, with an average increase of 43% across the 15 properties.
And that was largely because of the commercial classification?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's exactly right. So the other question that we had is with regard to, you know, burden of proof. I know there are a whole host of case laws, and Ms. Chapman actually provided one of the case laws and presented it as though the Supreme Court had overturned it, and that was now the law that this was a commercial property. And I just question, what was the protocol leading up to the decision to say these are now going from residential to commercial? Because it seems that the burden of proof would include some sort of hearing, some sort of possibly even an election. And I know right now there's House Bill, I think it's House Bill 608 that's in question, and there's also the Missouri Statute 144.020 that is currently being reviewed for misclassification of property. So really, Valerie and my purpose here is to understand what was the genesis of flipping a switch and moving us from residential to commercial. Because the reality is these are still single-family homes in residential neighborhoods, and as we look at the law and as our attorneys interpreted the law for us, he has suggested that even if it's transient housing versus permanent housing, the dwelling is still residential if people are living in it. And it doesn't flip it to be commercial simply because there's revenue part of the year for the house. We have always paid our sales taxes since we bought the properties 15 years ago. We have always paid sales tax. We have always paid property tax based on residential real estate. If we were to be designated commercial, am I to understand, because the definition of commercial is that we would be selling commodity goods in the community. I don't ever plan to turn the house into a Taco Bell. I don't ever plan to turn the house into a retail establishment or a law firm. It's a residential house, and it's designed for people to live in. Some of it is transient. Some of it is not. Some of it is shorter term. Some of it is for 2, 3, 4, 5 months at a time. So where is that line that takes it from residential to commercial? It's just very blurred, yet it's had a 43% impact on our taxes.
Well, I will say you are not alone in this, and that is, frankly, I don't know why. So, Susan, would you like to answer what was the genesis in creating this massive increase?
Right, and I've mentioned before, but you weren't here, and I did send you all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure.
Yep.
I'm not trying to. I've been trying to be transparent to everybody and give them the same study.
Sure.
So, the way it reads here for transient housing, you're charging sales tax and collecting sales tax for that for the state. Mm-hmm. And what brought this about is I also represent motel and hotel owners. I have to represent everyone in the county, be it a homeowner or a motel owner or a retail store owner. And so you're selling something that is the same as a motel. You are selling a place for someone to stay that's transient for whatever length of time, whether it's, you know, a day, a week. They have somewhere else they can go, but they're actually paying you money with sales tax. If you were renting your home out with a lease, you wouldn't be getting sales tax for it. And so the argument here, and I'm using the Supreme Court case, and the reason why I think it applies is because if we don't do it all the same for everyone in the county, then my motel owners should all be residences. Because some of them live in their motel. Some of them have a room for their family in the motel, you know, and then also based on the fact that they aren't all 100% occupancy. They have times that come and go, and COVID year has demonstrated that, where they weren't even, you know, some of them half capacity, but I couldn't change them classification-wise to residentials because they're not. They're commercial. And so on your particular thing where you're saying this is a house, You've changed that. You've turned that into a business. And it's the same as if, suppose you bought a house downtown and you turned it into a beauty parlor. Well, you've got to follow all the rules for people coming and going with, say, one of the cities. And then you're running the business out of there. Well, then you got to sign up. We have to classify you as a commercial building.
So, Susan, commercial is actually defined by zoning. And these homes are zoned in residential areas. So I understand and appreciate where you're coming from with
May
regard
say,
to...
Yes. We're supposed to have that zoned for the county as commercial.
We have received Division 3 permits from planning and zoning for every home that we have.
Right.
That is used for rental. So, but my point, going back to Shipman versus Dominion, which is what you cited, mm-hmm. with regards to Marriott, Marriott did not get a residential designation because in addition to renting rooms, they also had beverage services, they also had restaurant services, they also provided laundry services. They provided commercial services within their establishment, which designated them as a commercial structure, not a residential structure.
But
and
can you
also
wash your clothes
have
at one of your homes?
Okay, well, let's not argue the law on the case.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer.
But on these right now, if we can. But here's what I would... We're struggling.
So are we.
As a board.
So are we.
We're not struggling like you are struggling, but we're struggling. We realize this is a big, big, big thing. The taxes in our county just got raised the highest of any county in Missouri. And the classification changes for nightly rental is a big portion of that.
Sir, you keep saying we raise the taxes. We raise the values, not
okay,
the taxes.
Okay, I'm the chair of this meeting, yes. and I've addressed this before. If your valuation change, if your change in evaluation does not affect taxes, then they or not any of the other 539 individuals or organizations that are coming in here would care because it wouldn't affect anything. It does affect their taxes and their bottom line. And we're here to represent the taxpayers and to see what is fair. Now, having said that, it is a very, very difficult issue, the classification change of nightly rentals, and there's a lot of very good people that disagree on this subject, and it is not real clear. That's where he's saying
right.
We're struggling. I know David's looked into quite a bit of this. Do you want to speak to some of that?
Okay. We're trying to come up with some sort of formula as a board as to what we want to do on these cases. I do agree that the Shipman case was clearly a commercial property with Marriott. There are different things done, say, with timeshare companies and things like that. A certain part of theirs is designated as commercial because they do, in fact, have a rental program. But to answer your question about commercial, I mean, the way I see it anyway, is you do flip the switch when you start making income off the property. If you don't make income off the property, if it's a residence, that's why it gets the residential tax rate. When you start to make income off of a property, you start to have a commercial. But Missouri does have mixed use. I don't know that it's a bright line that the assessor's office is taking the position potentially with the Shipman case that it's a bright line. And we are an independent board and we can make that decision. Now, what that percentage is or how we determine that is what we're trying to struggle with right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, what we have done with some of these properties is people reported how many nights a year
a hybrid
that they rent out. But the problem with that is, in the language of the Shipman case, which she's pointed out, it tries to make the case that it's not about how many you rent out. It's about if you make it available 365 days a year, you got a problem. If you only make it available 1 year minus 1 day, then I guess you're all residential, which is really odd because then there's no split if you're 1 day. But and I'm not, you know, you're going to have to seek legal counsel on that opinion. But no matter what we do as a board up here, somebody down here in Taney County is going to appeal this to the tax commission, and maybe we're going to get an answer. Okay, and we're down to two members today.
Mm-hmm.
And what Jeff and I have been talking about is,